Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. I'm Anthony Davis. This is Explained from 5 Minute News. The judge presiding over the New York criminal case against the disgraced former President Donald Trump has slapped him with a partial gag order. State Judge Juan Merchan's ruling orders Trump to refrain from making or directing others to make public statements about known or reasonably foreseeable witnesses concerning their potential participation in the falsifying of business records case, as well as about individual prosecutors, court staff members, and potential jurors. Except the judge said the move was necessary now because the defendant's prior extrajudicial statements establishes a sufficient risk to the administration of justice. The judge noted Trump's past statements in this case and others included threatening, inflammatory, and denigrating language, and said similar attacks would undoubtedly risk impeding the orderly administration of the court. Merchan also suggested that he had first-hand knowledge about being subject of Trump's comments, as he cited the nature and impact of the statements made against this court and a family member, in addition to others. Tuesday's ruling is the third partial gag order Trump has been hit with in the past year. In the civil fraud trial that concluded in January, New York State Judge Arthur Engoron ordered Trump and his attorneys not to talk about his law clerk or other court staffers after the former president's insistence that the clerk was biased led to a deluge of threats against her. Trump advisor and confidant and Fox News host Sean Hannity was not delighted about the news.
Now Trump cannot even speak out in his own defense. He can't defend himself against political attacks stemming from the indictments. Of course, these conveniently handed down in the middle of an election. I thought we lived in the United States of America. I thought we celebrated freedom of speech. Is this still America? Because I'm beginning to wonder.
Yes, Sean, it is still the United States of America. Freedom of speech is not affected. But Donald Trump is an indicted person. He himself is now in the court system, and he is under the jurisdiction of the court. And if he chooses to break the rules and regulations and protocols of the court, then he will be punished like any other member of the public who is in the court system.
Far-left courts in this country are out of control. They're doing this more and more, silencing people and threatening people to say that they'll send them to jail if they dare speak out in their own defense.
The courts are not silencing people. They're silencing Donald Trump. He's the guy that speaks out of turn. He's the guy that breaks the convention of privacy and respect for juries and even judges and their families. He's the guy who has brought this upon himself. This isn't about anybody else. This is just about Trump.
Message is very clear. If the powerful government, their bureaucrats in New York City, Washington, D.C., Fulton County, Georgia, they don't like your politics, they don't like your last name, they're going to try and put you in jail. They want to take away your property. They want to silence your dissent and ruin your life forever.
Okay, so now you're talking about a whole bunch of different issues, different crimes that Donald Trump is being tried for, because there are many. And so to lump them all into one now is just propaganda. It's just claiming that all of these people are working together. These are different jurisdictions. These are different district attorneys. And let's be clear, It's not the Democrats that are doing this. This has nothing to do with politics. This is about the law of the land. This is regarding hush money or regarding fraud or regarding stealing of classified documents. Donald Trump brought this upon himself and continues to. And to have a Fox host batting for him, supporting him, and trying to turn it into a political event is just pure propaganda. And we can all see through it.
Is that the country you want to live in? If Democrats are successful in 223 days in November, this chilling system of justice, that will be coming to a town near you. If they can do this to Trump, they can do it to anybody.
And here we go with, if they can do this to Trump, they can do it to you too. Well, that is not the case. If you keep your nose clean and if you don't break the law, no one is coming for you. Certainly not Democrats. Democrats, if anything, are going to make your life a whole lot better. And this is the concern now, isn't it? That as Republicans start to realize that actually Donald Trump is not as popular as he has been telling us he is, then they're going to be backed into corners. They're going to have to raise their game, and they're going to have to increase the hate speech and the propaganda and the misinformation to try and counteract the fact that he will be losing in the polls and eventually in the polling places. Donald Trump has the right to defend himself in court, as anybody does, and that has not changed. There is no change to the system. Donald Trump just doesn't like to play by the rules because he considers himself to be privileged, be it white privilege, be it presidential privilege, whatever it is, he does not want to follow the same law as everybody else in the United States. And if you consider that what Sean Hannity here is asking for is for Donald Trump to be treated differently, and that in itself is the very hypocrisy of this story.
They don't like your last name. They're going to try and put you in jail.
I'm Anthony Davis. You can hear me on the 5-Minute News podcast on Wednesdays, co-hosting Uncovered, and on Sunday on The Weekend Show with Midas Touch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.